AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The daughter of Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado accepted the Nobel Peace Prize on her mother's behalf. The AP's Marcela Sanchez has the story.
She wants to live in a free Venezuela, and she will never give up on that purpose.
Ana Corina Sosa added,
that is why we all know, and I know, that she will be back in Venezuela very soon.
Gustavo Tovar Arroyo traveled to Oslo. The Venezuelan human rights activist was forced to flee into exile in 2012. In an interview with the AP, he expressed disappointment that Machado could not receive her prize, but said he did not want her to risk her safety.
We did the best for her to be here as she deserves, but we knew the risk. So it's part of our struggle to fight against a criminal regime.
Machado has been in hiding and hasn't been seen in public since January 9th. Jürgen Vatne Fridnes, chair of the Norwegian Nobel Committee, had a message for Venezuela's president.
Mr. Maduro, accept the election result and step down.
Audio courtesy, production NRK. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
A federal judge ruled the Trump administration must stop deploying the California National Guard in Los Angeles and return control of the troops to the state. In an interview, Elon Musk said his efforts leading the Department of Government Efficiency were only somewhat successful, and he would not do it over again. Georgia's election board has rejected a new rule defining when hand-marked paper ballots should be used instead of touchscreen voting machines. Iceland's national broadcaster says it will boycott next year's Eurovision Song Contest because of Israel's participation. It follows similar moves by Spain, the Netherlands, Ireland, and Slovenia. This is AP News. Rom-com writer Sophie Kinsella, known for Confessions of a Shopaholic, has died. She was 55.
Kinsella's family announced her passing following a battle with brain cancer. Kinsella, whose real name is Madeline Wickman, revealed her diagnosis in April 2024. She's published 10 Shopaholic novels, starting in 2000, selling over 45 million copies worldwide. Her work was often labeled as chick lits, a term she embraced. Kinsella's books were adapted into films and translated into multiple languages. At the 2009 premiere of Confessions of a Shopaholic, Kinsella said,
do you know what? I just wrote it to be a book. I never imagined all this happening. And then the film rights were sold and I was like, oh my God, amazing. And to see it actually come to the screen is just fantastic.
Her family described her final days as filled with joy, love, and music. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
More information at apnews.com. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.